Eric, E-R-I-C, Starg Hell, Starghell, 331960. Date this for 11/3/2025. Patient was seen for main purpose of face-to-face evaluation, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is currently in his fifth benefit period, extending from 9/21/2025 to 11/19/2025. Our patient is a sixty-five-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD, peripheral vascular disease, history of bladder cancer, history of lung cancer. He's had chemo and radiation for lung mass in the past. He's not receiving any treatments at this time for these ailments, period. He also has chronic pain, depression, muscle weakness, peripheral vascular disease, period. He's has lost weight. He's weak. His MAC has dropped from 29 to 28 centimeters. His PPS is at 40% currently, period. He has a PPS of 40%. He lives with Ms. Starkell, his wife, who tells us that patient is getting weaker and weaker. He has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence from time to time, ADL dependency. He's quite thin, quite frail, quite fatigued, evident by his MAC, period. He requires 2 liters of oxygen, continuous O2 sats 92%, period. Difficulty with ambulation, even with his walker, period. Dyspnea at rest and with exertion, period. He has a 1 to 2 plus lower extremity edema related to peripheral vascular, related to right-sided heart failure and core pulmonale, period. Patient's respiration continues to worsen, requires his NEP treatments around the clock, complains of air hunger and anxiety because of his worsening breathing status, period. The weight loss is unavoidable. He's eating about 30 to 40% of his food twice a day. And has bouts of confusion, most likely related to his COPD. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.